Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. City, state, and federal offices are closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and there are gatherings across Minnesota to honor the civil rights leader. The 36th annual General Mills MLK Holiday Breakfast is this morning in Minneapolis. Former CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien and University of Maryland President Emeritus Dr. Freeman Rabkowski are the keynote speakers. The state's 40th Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration is at the Ordway Center in St. Paul. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is confirming that a man detained by ICE in Minnesota died in Texas. DHS officials say 36-year-old Victor Manuel Diaz from Nicaragua died at a detention camp in El Paso of a presumed suicide, but the investigation into his death continues. He was taken into custody on January 6th in Minneapolis for an immigration violation. Governor Tim Walz and U.S. Senator Tina Smith are calling for further investigation into Diaz's death. Construction workers and labor unions are hoping state lawmakers pass a large bonding bill this year. Chris Fredson with Liuna, Minnesota and North Dakota says the infrastructure jobs package requires 60% support for passage.
We are confident, just based on conversations and leadership by the co-chairs in the Minnesota House, Fooley, Mary Franson, and in the state Senate, you have Chair Sandy Pappas and State Senator Karen Housley.
Governor Walz has proposed a $907 million infrastructure plan. Fredson says they're pushing for at least $1 billion. And the cost of going to the Minnesota State Fair is not going up this year. The board voted this weekend to keep gate admission at $20 for fairgoers ages 13 to 64 and 18 for seniors and kids ages 5 to 12. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is out with its 2025 Forest Health Report, and the state's forests saw some first-time visitors last year. Health Program Coordinator Brian Schwingel.
We documented an outbreak of a very pretty caterpillar called the green striped maple worm up around Ely. It defoliated 1,600 acres of red maple up there.
Schwingel says none of the outbreaks are a concern to the state's forest. You can view the full report on the Minnesota DNR's website. Team Ford Witches from Canada is the winner of this year's World Snow Sculpting Championship in Stillwater. They also won the Artist Choice Award for their sculpture of two birds. Team Falcon of Mongolia took second place and Thailand finished third. All of the sculptures will be on display as long as Mother Nature allows. And the Gopher women's basketball team fell to Washington 67-54 last night. This is MNN.